I'd like to say it's so wonderful to be here once again tonight. Greet my lovely fellas in Jesus' wonderful name. I feel the mighty power of God tonight. I can feel it all the way from my head down to my feet. I feel the yoke broken. Last night or over in the morning, I was talking to the Lord about the hindrance and the crusade and the problems and the opposition which ought not to be among brothers and sisters. And the Lord let me know over in the morning that I was to be concerned no more about it as to worry, that He'd washed it all away. And that the vision that I had seen where Lucifer had come to get my fruit, that's what it was. And when I told him to leave, that he was gone. And so tonight, the victory's here, the yoke is broken, the devil's gone, and we've got the victory. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. So then we've got the victory through Christ, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. And I feel that victory tonight. I sat out here and I told him, I said, that victory's here tonight, and the yoke is broken tonight. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost just thinking about it. So it's so wonderful to be here tonight. Tonight I just feel like it's a special night because of the moving of the Spirit. I felt Him ever since that I've come around tonight. How wonderful it is to be a Christian. You know, the Bible says, if you love me, then you will keep my commandments. And one of the great commandments of God is that ye should love one another. For he that loveth is of God. And the Bible teaches that love is as strong as death. So then God is love, and whosoever is born of love is born of God. So tonight, let us love with all of our hearts, all of our minds, to love Him with all of our strength. This is what the Lord wants. I want to talk with you a few minutes tonight, the wonderful Word of God, and I want to share the enthusiasm of Christ that we have in our heart. We're here again tonight to talk about His wonderful love and to talk about salvation, healing, and divine deliverance. Jesus said to His disciples, go heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, He said, freely give. And the early church was founded upon these principles as to His great commission. And as to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the Bible said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, or in the original rendering, to go into all the world to make disciples out of all men. Jesus said, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So tonight we've come as He has commissioned us, to go into all the world in that great name, and we're here in that great name tonight to teach the wonderful word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Again, I say, beginning at Jerusalem as to the place of the resurrection and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. The Bible teaches that the stone is rolled away. In the Old Testament, we find Moses standing on the great mountain. And here, God speaking to Moses, and this was engraved in table or tablets of stone. But he said, there'll come a day when I'll take out the heart of stone, as to say the commandments of a natural ordinance, as to a stony heart. I will take out the heart of stone, or do away with the law to the extent that I will fulfill it and fold it up, take away all of the keeping of ordinances as to those ordinances written against you which we've transgressed. He said, I will take out this heart of stone. I will fold up the law that's engraved in tablets of stone. I will lay them away, and I will place within you a heart of flesh and write my laws upon the table of your heart. And today, by faith in God, we're called bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And today we have the heart of God on the inside of us as the tender, compassionate heart of his Son. For Christ in you is the hope of that glory. God has taken out the heart of stone. He's rolled the stone away, and this inner man has been able to come out into the wonderful glories of God. And he hath rent the veil in two. As Brother Taylor sings back home sometimes, our song leader, he sings, and he hath rent the veil in two. Let angels and kings bow down before him, because he alone is Jehovah the Great, for he hath rent the veil in two. So then it's a privilege tonight to be here with you. And we want to read just a little bit from over in the New Testament concerning the words of God. We want to talk with you just a little bit. There's some things I'd like to say. I hope you'll be patient with me and listen for a few minutes tonight. We're told in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation that a great phenomenal thing took place here. An angel from heaven, a great and a mighty angel, came and stood with one foot on the land and one foot on the sea. And the Bible says here that he lifted his hands to heaven to swear by him that liveth forever and ever that time should be no more. We find him declaring, when the seven thunders uttered their voices, we find him declaring that this would bring the end of the world. In the 10th chapter, 7th verse, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophet. So then we see that there is a great, wonderful thing taking place. I see this little girl taking a picture. They sing the song tonight, "He has risen from the dead." Her name is Tabitha, which means the resurrection. So then, tonight, we're standing here before the children of the resurrection, and Jesus has resurrected from the dead. Now, just before we minister to you, there's something that I would like to do. I'd like to call David Paul to come up here for just a minute, if he will. Now, I'm sure that here in the Philippines, we have people that are needy. People that have physical needs, spiritual needs, financial needs. And tonight, I'm sure that you are here, some of you in this service. It is needless to say that there are some people that are in the audience tonight. They have come for distortion, and they are passing out pamphlets and different things to, I understand they're doing this, to persuade the people not to come to our meeting. We have nothing against them. The Bible said, love your enemies, do good to them that despitefully use you, pray for them that persecute you. So we wish them no harm. I would like to say, as the minister of God, that this isn't right for them to do that. Not that it's going to hurt me. It will not hurt me, because the Lord, the Bible says that he hath his way in the good and in the evil. He looks down into the world and rules in the affairs of men. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. So see, there is no way that it can hurt me. But I would love to say that it will be hurtful to them that are doing that. The Lord, one of the things that he despises, according to the Bible, he said, I despise them that sow discord among the brethren, that cause division. And another thing is that people don't realize, there a lot of them are just babies, and they don't realize that the minister of God has the power to remit sin. See, Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And when he said this, the Pharisees and scribes became very alarmed. And they said, who is this that blasphemeth, that says that he hath the power to forgive sins? But Jesus healed an individual and said, this is to let you know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sins in the earth. And then that same Jesus turned to the ministry. He called us to the ministry, and he said to the ministers, he said, as my Father has sent me, so send I you. Whosoever sins ye remit shall be remitted, that is, forgive. And whosoever sins ye retain shall be retained. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And then he said to the people, he said, seeing that he is the minister of God, and he is set there in the earth to execute judgment upon them that do evil, will ye not be afraid for conscience' sake? seeing that he beareth not the sword in vain. But he said, if you do that which is good, he is set there to bless you. For whoever he blesses will be blessed. Whoever he curses, the Bible says, will be cursed. So the minister is set there to bless you. Now, if he is a real, true minister of God, a real man of God, he does not want to harm you. He does not want to condemn you. For I say again, the Bible says that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the people, but to save the people. So then the minister, the true minister, he doesn't want to harm you, and he doesn't want to bring fear upon you. That's Nicolaitan doctrine. He wants you to have your sovereignty, the way that God made you, so that you can enjoy life and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. He gives you the guidelines, and he indoctrinates you with the understanding as to the words of God's pleasure, so that you will know how to work out your own salvation when he says, come and reason, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. So then, I said that to say this, those that sow discord, you're going to get yourself into a bad complex, a situation of sickness and hurt and poverty, of insanity, of all the, you're opening the door to every evil spirit to come and overthrow you with lust and insanity and the gullible desires of the world, and that's called rebellion. And the Bible said that the spirit of rebellion is the same as witchcraft, and it is the same as idolatry. To rebel against the truth is the same as if you worship idols or if you practice witchcraft as to idolatry. So you don't want to do that tonight. You want to flow in with the rest of the crowd and the rest of the people and go the ways of God, because we come here with the word of the Lord. Glad tidings of great joy. The Bible said, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of great joy. We tell you there's a risen Savior that loves you and loves the people of Manila. And he's wanting to help you and your little children and wanting to do something for you. Now, tonight, before we really minister to you, as to a few things we'd like to say, and I hope tonight that we'll be able to make mention of just a little bit of revelation. In our meetings, we cannot preach the revelation of Jesus Christ as to the deep mysteries of God, because we have a congregation where there's a lot of little babies, spiritual babies. So we just have to stay with the milk of the word, preach the blessings of God and God's concern. But every once in a while, I'll drop in a little bit of revelation. And tonight, I'm planning to drop in a little bit of revelation. Only those that can see in the Spirit will be able to catch it. The others won't catch it. But those that can see in the Spirit, they can catch it. I want you to press in tonight. Let me relate something to you. Jesus gave a parable one time. This is a parable that Jesus gave. He said there was a sower that went forth to sow seed. Now that's what we're doing tonight, is sowing seed. He said, and when the sower went forth to sow, said some of the seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured it. He said, and then there was some of the seed that fell on stony ground. He said, and when the sun came up, it didn't have deep roots, and it withered away. And then he said, there was some of the other seed that was sown among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked the seed, and the seed became unfruitful. Then he said there was some more seed sowed, and this seed, he said, fell on good ground, and this ground brought forth 160, 30-fold. And when they asked him the parable, they said, Lord, what meaneth this? What do you mean as to this parable? We don't understand. Jesus said, I will explain it to you. He said, those that fell by the wayside, he said, this is people that hear the word when the sower is sowing. Said they hear the word, but they don't understand the word. And said, this is because the evil ones, the demon spirits, the thoughts of the world that present themselves, which is powers of evil, evil spirits, they come and devour the seed and pick up this word, and it's gone, because the rain is on the just and the unjust. And then it's gone. Said they don't understand the word. Said this is the ones that was by the wayside. And he said the ones that was on stony ground. He said this is the ones that hear the word of God. He said, and along with joy, they just love the Word of God as to the moment. And they take the Word of God and they just rejoice over it. He said, but by and by, when persecution comes because of the Word, when they begin to be persecuted, when the enemy begins to rise up against them and the things of the world begin to confront them as to the precious, he said, they are offended, and then they lay down the Word. Because when the sun came up, they did not have any deep roots to where they could retain life. He said, and those that fell among the thorns, he said, this is where the Word was sowed among people. He said, and the cares of this life choke the seed. The cares of this life choke the Word. That is, all of the desires for the flesh, as to our gullible desire of mankind, as to our desire and enticement of the world, to be with the world and have the popularity of the world. All of these things grew up. And he said, and this choked the Word, and the Word became unfruitful. And then he said, these that fell on good ground are they that bring forth some 100-fold fruits under perfection. 100-fold, bringing forth a full surrender of their life unto God. And then others that were 60-fold, they did not obtain under the 100-fold, but they did serve God, and they got the blessings of God. Whereas the Bible said, let us go on to a full reward. And then those that had 30-fold, he said, these were still Christians that loved the Lord. They did not have the perseverance and strength, or they did not obtain unto the 100-fold, in that they did not give themselves fully to God as did the 100-fold. He said, but these, even the 30-fold, will receive a gift from God and the blessings of eternal life from God, because he said, these are good seed, and they do bring forth the wonderful fruits of God. So then tonight, let's consider ourselves and judge ourselves, the Bible said, and see if we be in the faith. He said, examine yourselves, see if you be in the faith. For the Bible tells us that in the latter times, in the last days, the days that we're living in right now, he said, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, he said. He said, and they'll listen to all kind of indoctrination, all kind of words, all kind of things, but they won't have their confidence in the faith of the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let me say this to you. Now you might question this when I say it, but I want to say this to you anyway. I want you to hear me tonight. Not too long ago, over in the United States of America, a wonderful country, it's such a glorious country, but a lot of people have troubled God and troubled America in that they won't do right and won't live for the Lord. But anyway, over in America, they published an article in the paper. I read this article, and this article stated, says, throughout the world, there's going to be a calling together of all faiths of the world, of this group, of this group. And it began to name all of them. It began to name all of them. It named them from the Pentecostals to the Catholics to the Mohammedans on to the Buddhists, on down. It just named one right after another. I don't remember just two. But it named all of them and said, in all of these faiths of the world are coming together to believe in God and to ask God to do certain things. And I read the article. And when I read the article, I said, no, no. I heard the Lord say, no, no, not all faiths of the world coming together. I said, no. I heard God say, my son, there is no such thing. He said, there is one faith, one faith, one faith, one faith, one God, one baptism, not many faiths. He said, when my people that are called by my name, when they come together in the faith, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their lands. I will move the sickness out of their lands. He said, I will not hear the prayer of the wicked, in no wise shall I acquit the wicked. He said, and I will not listen to them, but when my people come together in my name and turn their face toward heaven, he said, of this faith I will take notice and I will heal their diseases. Folks, let me tell you tonight, there's one faith. And you, the children of the resurrection, you're the only ones that have that faith tonight. And God is wanting you to turn your face toward heaven. And when you do that, God will correct the disorder of this world. But until you do that, God will not hear any prayers. The Bible said the prayer of the wicked is an abomination in the sight of God. The offering of the wicked is abomination in the sight of God. He said there's no peace to the wicked. God will never give peace to the wicked. He said, I will pursue the wicked till they perish from over the face of the earth. Let's give him a hand. So then we're children of the resurrection tonight. And we're here to love the Lord and to lift our faith up in God, the one faith, in the name of the Son of God tonight. And to do something for our wonderful Savior. You love Jesus? All right. I'd like to have my wife and son should do something for me, if they will. While our sister Dale plays on the instruments here, I'd like to do a little something. The Bible says, but pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, that you visit the widows and the orphans and their afflictions, and that you keep yourselves unspotted from the world. To just keep ourselves unspotted from the world is not enough. We must share with what we've got. Jesus sent his disciples and said, you that have two coats, share. John came preaching the gospel of repentance. In the wilderness came the Judea, preaching share, and it always has been a sharing plan that God has. We share here before you because this is our practice in our crusades around the world. So we share with you, but we are not sharing that we might be seen, because Jesus said, do thine alms in secret, to pray in secret that thy Father which seeth in secret may reward thee openly. And we do this around the world where no one knows except those that labor with us. And many times, God has privileged us to be able to do these things as in secret for him. And I'm sure he's done the same thing for you. But in our crusades, there are times when we pick out a few people to share with them. And this, of course, is what we're wanting to do tonight. My wife and I is wanting to share a little bit. So I don't know how much she has here. Maybe she will share with a number of them a little bit of gift, a little bit here and there, of maybe $500 to $1,000 she'll probably give to you, whatever it is here. But anyway, she wants to share. And if our brother would have them to come up one at a time there, we would like to share a little bit of money. I'm not that familiar with your money, and she's going to try. So then she's going to share a little bit as they come. While the Floyds come back up here and sing for us. Jesus said to love in word, in deed, and not in word. For it is not a love for one another. It is a love to one another. That when you give of that which you have. So tonight as they share, they're going to sing us a song. Sing us a song, sisters. And while they're singing tonight, bear with us for just a few minutes, because this is still the gospel. This is the gospel indeed. So we want to do what we can. I wish we had enough money, enough time to share with all of the Filipino islands, because I know there's a lot of poverty here. We've been in India, and in India the poverty is so great, but we've been able to share in India and the different parts of the world. We have shared at the great Holy Land of Jerusalem when people would throng us and it looked like we would lose our lives, and places like Haiti, where it is so dangerous to share because so many hundreds of hungry people will throng you. But we were able to share a little bit. Just keep going. Just continue right on. While they're singing, let's just meditate in the things of God. Let's just worship the Lord. Can we do that?
pretty sure, and in times like these, it's good to know.
I don't have enough money with me
to give
to everybody, but those that have a need, we'll share as long as we've got some. Could I get some of them out of the audience that have a need? Maybe some of you have a need for food.
He called out.
Maybe for clothing. Let me say this to you.
Now I'll never.
I told you the other night that we have at one time sent into Old Mexico as high as 18,000 garments at one time. Here, I had a great load of clothing. A great load of clothing. Thousands upon thousands of beautiful garments. I had them for the Filipino people. And I tried to get them over, to get them into you. And the people would not work with me. They kept the clothing out, and they wanted such an enormous price. And let me say, when I say enormous, I mean enormous. We were willing to pay thousands of dollars to get them in here to you. Already made arrangements, but they was not satisfied with that. And they fixed it to where that I could have afforded to come over here and box your clothing, rather than pay the price that they were forcing me to pay. And they stopped us from being able to get these clothes in here to you, which really broke my heart and broke the heart of me and my people, because many of my ladies, girls, boys, men had worked many nights, night after night, packing these clothes and making sure they were just so they could come to you. And they were so greatly disappointed. But nevertheless, the Lord knows what He's doing. And He has a reason for that. And judgment will come upon those people that hinder the poor, that keeps us from reaching the poor. But tonight, you may be here, you may have a need for something. If you do, I'd like for you to step out and come up here. Maybe some of you have a need for transportation tonight, a real genuine need for transportation. And we would like to share a little bit with you. We've shared money with different ones that are ministers. We've shared, multiplied hundreds of dollars with them to help pay for transportation for some of you people to come. And had I known some of the things that would have occurred as to you, we could have shared more. Many things the Lord let me know. And we tried our best to share as much as we could. But I want you to know that tens of thousands of dollars went to people who were ungrateful, that should have been given to you in the audience and given to the other people. But I gave tens of thousands of dollars. I say again, out of all those that came and what we've done, there's, as far as I can tell, $150,000 or more that's come to the Filipino islands. But different ones that were ungrateful took this as to the ministry, and then has stood and opposed us after we poured out our heart and our soul to them. But nevertheless, we're going to share what little we can with you tonight. We'll all live and let live. We'll live together and share together.
Joseph. With love and compassion.
Joseph.
Then he took him.
What are you and David doing? Well, I like to get some change.
He's trying.
With us tonight, Joseph, we're fixing to send someone to get a little more change. We don't have enough change, so we're going to try to send and get a little more. It will take a few minutes for them to go and secure this. So you work with me. Roger Eldridge. Where is Eldridge? Eldridge, come up here just a minute, please. Okay, Roger, just work right where you're at. It's okay. Continue. Roger, can you come up here just a few minutes?
I'm so amazed.
Just a few minutes. They've gone to get some more change, so if you can, bear with us. And just sing and worship the Lord for a few minutes, and they'll be right back. If I'd have known before service tonight, I could have made different arrangements, but I didn't know. I thought they were already equipped for what was trying to do. Can you give the Lord a hand? Hallelujah. Here comes some change right now. Listen to it. Instructions how to pray. Almighty God, my heart will go on searching until I find the place, Lord, where you stay.
I'm only human, and I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I can be and know that I am. Show me the stairway.
Just continue to bear with us. There's some more coming. It'll be here in a little bit. Just bear with us. We're just having to send and get it to wherever we can get money, cash, to whatever, because they wasn't prepared tonight.
Yesterday's gone.
Hallelujah. Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord another hand. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. God is love. God is love.
Help me today. Show me the way. One day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse than then. Pushing and shoving, grabbing my mind.
Mami na mahal, ang inyo pong nakikita po, ito po ay hindi palabas, ito po ay hindi nila ginagawa upang ipakilala na meron sila. Pero ang katotohanan po, mga minor, ito po ay taos-puso na ibinigay, sapagkat yan po ang kanilang ministeryo. Sa mga nariyan, iniibig ko kayo, mga kapatid ko. Ngunit hindi ko matanggap yung sasabihin ninyo na ang doctrine of the serpent said, I challenge you, if you can prove that the doctrine presented this is a doctrine of the serpent said, then I will go back to your fold. Those workers there on the Jesus Miracle Christian Ministry, I challenge you, try to prove whether you have been accusing so much.
Show me.
I don't say anything. Even my wife, if you look towards me, to hell with him. We should love each other, but you are doing too much. Our beloved pastor told me, all right, I'm free. I can start my own ministry, but still you are still on the bondage of sin. You are accusing too much, you are judging too much. My brothers and sisters, we love you. I have told my brother-in-law that I have forgiven everybody. But if you will continue doing this, then you are fighting against God, I feel you. The Lord said that the Lord will bless these people who are here. And the blessing, praise God, we can see that it started pouring out. So you will be out of blessing if you will continue that. I must say anything to convince you. The Lord knows that I don't talk to anybody from the Jesus Miracle Christian Ministry. I don't convince anybody. Praise God. I can see you again. I can see. Go back to your phone. Go to our beloved pastor. We don't need you here. We need people who need the Lord.
And now
I tell you now,
no longer,
if you can prove to me that the doctrine presented by our beloved Evangelist Spike is a doctrine of the serpent seed, then I will go back.
Oh, he touched me.
Come on.
this blessed Savior. Since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it with eternity.
She's give out of money, but we're going to send for a few more $100. She's give out quite a number of hundreds of dollars tonight, much more than what I said. But I don't know how many hundreds, but multiplied hundreds of dollars she's already give out. But she's going for a few more $100, and then after this, okay, she's done give out a couple of $1,000 or more already, and she's going to send and get a few more $100 here to give out, and then after that, that'll be all that we have for tonight. And maybe the Lord will provide for us before we leave to be able to share with some more. But bear with me and let me send after a few more $100. And we may not get all of these, but we'll get a few of them, okay? Can we give the Lord a hand? All right. It'll take just a few minutes, and while they're singing, just worship the Lord for a few minutes tonight. David Paul.
Change my rainbow, and then
displays the sunshine, and my heart displays a song. And then I could say I've a love of my own. And at the castles in the sand, your world falls apart. To let the tides of time erase the dreams from your heart. So if you open up, he's standing there, and then you can say, I've a love of my own. But until you meet Jesus, you'll know what love.
Give the Lord a hand, can we? Hallelujah. Tell, can y'all sing us one more song? Is that it, David?
All right. That's all of it for tonight. We're sorry we didn't have enough to get through all of you. But maybe the Lord will provide later in the crusade for us to give some more to some others to help them out.
Everybody that will you stand up with us? Will you stand? That's great. I want you to lift your hands up with me while they're playing on the musical instruments, and we're going to worship the Lord together. And I want to pray for you tonight as a body of people. I want to pray for you. I don't want to detain you, hold you long. I know you have to get to your jobs tomorrow, but I want to pray for you. And if you will, let's just lift our hands up. Can you do that? Lift our hands up tonight and love the Lord. Let's go out into the highways and into the hedges. Compel them to come in that the house of the Lord may be filled, that we might minister to them the wonderful words of eternal life, going to a world to where there'll never be any need anymore. For Jesus is our sufficiency unto all things. Father of heaven, while we're praying tonight, I stretch out my hands over this audience tonight. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to hear our prayers. And oh God, heal my people tonight. For thy people are my people, oh God. And tonight I ask you to heal them. I want you to heal their sick bodies, Jesus. Father, move the oppressions of mine. Move the weariness of spirit. And oh God, bring them healing and deliverance tonight. God, help them to lift up their eyes to Zion and to Christ, from whence cometh their help. Oh God, that they may glorify the name of your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and let their light shine around the world. Oh God, grant it tonight. And this quickening that raised up Jesus from the dead that I feel within my body tonight. Lord, you said if it be within us, it would also quicken our mortal bodies. Quicken their mortal bodies tonight, Jesus. Father, heal their bodies. Deliver them from evil spirits. Deliver them from oppression. Bring a great and a mighty deliverance to these people through the crusade. May their hearts and minds be set upon thee tonight to work miracles of healing and deliverance. Grant it, O God, even to the raising of the dead, let it be in the name of Jesus. Father, for tonight, I feel the resurrection from the dead. And I feel the power of God among the children of the resurrection. And as we lift our hands to love thee tonight, Father, may this great, wonderful thing take place in your precious name tonight. Hallelujah. We love you to give you honor and praise and glory. That the glory be to God in Jesus' precious name tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say, I love Jesus? Okay. Do you believe it?
I believe you will right now.
Father God of heaven, in the wonderful name of your darling son, Jesus, Lord, we speak healing to this body. Command the pain to move from the chest right now in the lovely name of the Son of God, Jesus' name. I believe he done it right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, we're going to sing a little chorus with you. We've taken up a lot of time tonight. We're going to sing a little chorus with you. And while we sing this chorus, I'm going to, if they will just kind of keep them moving tonight, I'm going to lay hands on a few of them tonight and pray for them. You know, God has done some wonderful things in our meeting. It just come to me tonight as I was laying hands on this sister. It come before me tonight that when we had our big white tent cathedral up over in Indiana, Jeffersonville, Indiana, God moved and a young lady that looked a lot like her. This young lady came up before us and she was under a doctor's care and she was dying with cancer. And she hadn't had any rest day and night for many weeks and months. And she was in total misery, and the doctors couldn't seem to do anything about it. And she came up before us, and I prayed for her, and I felt God heal her, and I told her, I said, go back, let the medical world check you, because God's given you your healing. I felt him do it. She went back, and they took the x-rays, and they couldn't find any cancer. And she testified, the doctor says, I don't know what happened. She said, God has healed me, and God healed her. And she come and stood under our tent and testified and said, I've not had rest for many days. But she said, tonight I feel good, and I've got rest in my body. Let's give the Lord a hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please, God, we're going to pray for you tonight. Can we get a line here and work with me, David Paul? And where's my minister friends tonight? Where are my brethren ministers tonight? Brother Bill Fenn.
Pastor's up here.
Here a few minutes ago, and the others. You brethren, come up here. Pray with me. My brother ministers, where are you tonight?
You have
I need you to pray with me. Come on, brethren. The Bible says the king's matter requires haste. Just come hurriedly up here. Can you do that for us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Like to meet the Lord after he declared. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet in the end.
Hallelujah. Everybody that would like to pray with us that believes in God, how about coming up here to the altar, will you? Come up here, back to these people, you people in the altar, everyone that wants to be saved, everyone that wants deliverance from evil spirits, everyone that wants healing for your body tonight, come up here and stand with us, can you? Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Come on up here with us.
Come on up here.
to share with the poor. About $400 more that we're going to share with the poor. Well, you have heard this. Are you going to? Or $500 more? Are you going to? Mama going to come help me? Let me just hold it up and show them. Just hold it up and show me. Yeah. So they'll know what you're doing. Yeah. Is Mama going to help share this? Mama, who's going to help me here? Share. I got $500 more to share here. How are we going to do it?
I pray that you'd heal tonight, Father. May your spirit, may your blessings be here tonight. God, as we lay hands on people tonight, God, in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, touch these people tonight. Touch them tonight, Father. Touch them tonight. Oh, God, heal these people. Give them new strength. Give them new blessings. My Father, touch this chest in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and make well tonight. Father, heal tonight. I feel you healing tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell them to give us a little music over there to worship with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. tonight. Oh, great and mighty God. Oh, Ramanda Rama Shandriyanda Rava Sandra Sandriyanda Rava Sandriyanda Ramaya. Ramasyanda Lyanda Lamo Shandriyanda Rava Saya. Somebody lift your hand and bless the Lord tonight. This is wonderful name. Father, touch these people tonight. Father, touch these people tonight. Oh, God, in Jesus' wonderful name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, heal these people. Heal these people, Father. Glory to God. Heal these people, my Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Desires of their heart tonight, my Father. Anoint my minister brethren tonight, Father. Anoint them tonight. Touch them tonight. Oh, Ramanda Rama Shandari Andarabo Sandaramanaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramanda Rama Shandari.